All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. In wake of the Seattle Seahawks 31-24 playoff loss yesterday to the Carolina Panthers, it more than likely signaled the end of the tenure in the Pacific Northwest for Seahawks running back Marshawn Lynch. Now, in the past few years, Lynch has been at odds with the Seahawks front office over his contract. He hasn't gotten what he's wanted, and at the same time, you have to be realistic about it right now if you're Lynch. Lynch will be 30 years of age this April. He is coming off of his most unproductive season in the National Football League. He only appeared in 7 games during the regular season, amassing just 417 yards. In the postseason loss to Carolina, Lynch was limited to just 20 yards on the ground and on 6 carries. And you have to expect that, because when Seattle fell behind 31-0 against Carolina like they did, it basically eliminates the running game from anything that the Seahawks are trying to accomplish offensively. But you look at a guy like Lynch, and he's in that Earl Campbell mode where, as a running back throughout his career, he has looked for contact. And eventually, all of those hits and all of those carries will catch up to you. I mean, for both 2012 and 2013, Lynch carried the football over 300 times. This is a guy that in his 9-year NFL career has totaled 9,112 yards on the ground, along with 74 rushing TDs. But you can watch him play even last year, and you could see that this guy lost a step. And that's nothing to take away from everything that he has accomplished throughout his NFL career, because he is indeed beast mode. And when he gets the football, he goes out there and he lets opponents know about the physicality that he brings to the field. Now, like I said, I think that the Seahawks are ready to move on from Lynch. He has been the heart and soul of this team. I think the one time that the Seahawks and Lynch alike are going to remember him not getting the football, of course, was in Super Bowl 49 in a goal-to-goal situation late in the game, where the Seahawks had had an opportunity to win, and instead, Russell Wilson was intercepted by New England Patriots cornerback Malcolm Butler. But going forward, I think the Seahawks are going to rely on the youngster in Thomas Rawls at running back. He did suffer a broken ankle late in the season that put him on injured reserve. But you have to like that the speed and the aggressiveness that he was running with when he was in the Seahawks starting lineup. But, you know, once this team parts with Lynch, I don't see too many teams in vogue for his services. And I look at potentially maybe the Jacksonville Jaguars, due to the fact that Gus Bradley, their head coach, was a former Seahawks assistant. On top of that, he might want to bring in a veteran like Lynch just to show the youngsters how it is done in the NFL. And I think the same thing can be said for the Atlanta Falcons. They, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, are coached by another former Seattle Seahawks assistant in Dan Quinn. And maybe just to use Lynch as a goal line runner to complement running back Devonta Freeman, who has gotten the bulk of the carries down there for the Falcons. And finally, the Oakland Raiders. And I think it's just the fact that maybe would Jack Del Rio want to reach out to this guy in Lynch, due to the fact that he is a veteran back. He's from the Bay Area. He attended the University of Cal Berkeley, so he knows a little thing or two about Northern California. But I don't see too many teams lining up for his services. But at the same time, like I said before, that simply cannot eliminate the impact that Marshawn Lynch has had on the Seattle Seahawks and the National Football League over the past few years. So, folks, that is going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge next Monday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the action from Conference Championship Sunday in the National Football League. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there's a Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.